Our pal Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, joins us courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on, guys?
I want to play this Dalton Risner clip for you and get your reaction.
What a great alumni of the Broncos, man. You know, what a great guy to say, hey, he played.
He's talking about Peyton Manning, by the way, okay? I mean, he's talking about Peyton Manning.
What a great alumni of the Broncos, man. You know, what a great guy to say, hey, he played here, won a Super Bowl. It's just tremendous, man. He's an amazing dude, and he's an amazing guy to be able to ask questions about ball. And he's a big fan of Drew Locke. Him and Drew have been doing a lot of work this offseason and watching film. So if he's on board with Drew, I've been on board with Drew too, so it's pretty fun.
Peyton Manning has spent a lot of time with Drew Locke, and they've been watching film together. Mike, is that true?
You know, I know they have been, you know, really from the beginning, been in regular contact. It's been text. It's been phone calls. The film work, I'm not aware of. That's pretty substantial, significant. If that's true, that's taken things to another level. I haven't necessarily heard anything to deny that. I haven't heard anything that confirms that either.
All right. Well, hold on. Do you think it's true?
They might have had a film session together. I think that's possible. You know, without speaking to either one of them, and I have not spoken to either one to corroborate that, I guess I don't want to answer that question.
Yeah, well, your gut is what my gut was, and that's fair enough. I mean, you don't know for a fact. I mean, but the implication of that is that Drew Locke and Peyton Manning are getting together outside the building and watching film, because Peyton Manning's not coming to Dove Valley to watch film, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And this is supposed to be, if I'm correct on this, a no coaching period. I know that, in other words, the players aren't supposed to be getting coaching from the current staff. Drew's around. Peyton's pretty sensitive, though, about playing coach. So my initial reaction is it's probably not as big. It's probably slightly, this was Dalton's words, slightly overcooking the thing just a tad. But again, I don't know, so
sure.
I'm guessing on it.
Sure. All right. Well, what's going on? What's the latest with the draft, the rumors, trading up, trading back, anything new?
No, other than I have heard both. You know, I've heard that both are possible, and trading up, trading back, that might be more likely than staying put at number 9. There's been so much discussion. I think George Payton, he may have a contingency deal if his quarterback if there's a quarterback left that he really likes. He probably is working the phones to see about having a contingency trade in place. If none of the quarterbacks are there, and without having a pick in the second or third round, it makes sense to try to pick up an extra one by trading back a little bit. So, all that stuff, it's still 17 days away. All the scouts are in this week. They are getting down. Getting down to the nitty gritty of their draft meetings. And, it's one of those things. You don't want to peek too early on these things. You don't want to overthink it, which you probably are at this point, overthinking everything. But you want to have a clear mind and do the right thing here in 17 days.
Well, I'm going to guess Teddy Bridgewater is not much of a priority at this point. And I'm getting closer and closer to Tyler's theory that, listen, man, you just got to see how the draft shakes out before we make a move on anybody. What's your feeling about that? That they really won't make a move until the draft's over?
Well, and I'll kind of take Teddy Bridgewater's, his stance on where he sits on this. If Teddy, and it sounds like Teddy Bridgewater is basically a free agent. He can pick where he wants to get traded at this point.
Okay.
They gotta work with his contract. He's not getting $18 million.
No.
He's looking at getting cut, with a $10 million guarantee. Then someone can sign him for the minimum, which is, 1.075. So that's what Teddy Bridgewater's looking at. And he can, where does he want to play? What's the best situation? And right now, I would think the Broncos look like a real good situation for Teddy Bridgewater. Because in his mind, I'm sure he thinks he can beat out Drew Lock to become the starter. However, if you're Teddy Bridgewater, you might want assurances before, you don't want to sign with the Broncos today and have the Broncos trade up to get Justin Fields in 17 days. Now, all of a sudden, you're not in a great situation because there's not much there for you in 2022. I think Bridgewater has $10 million plus this year. He wants to get in position where he's playing and good for 2022 next year. And the Broncos, while they look great now, if they trade up from 9 to 4 and get Justin Fields or Trey Lance or Mac Jones, there's a real commitment there by trading up to 4. Much more so than if you stay at 9 and take one of those quarterbacks. So that's why I think for Teddy Bridgewater, it makes sense for him to stay patient also.
If quarterbacks slipped to 9, is there a quarterback in this year's draft that they would not take?
I would think there's a chance, and I don't know this. There's something to be said for all of them. But to me, Trey Lance does not make sense for the Broncos. If you're talking to, and I'm putting words in their mouths here, but if you're talking to Vic Fangio and Pat Shurmur, Trey Lance isn't the guy you want because you want to get better. You want to win in 2021. Trey Lance, and I've talked to quite a few people, he's the most raw, the rawest of the five quarterbacks. First of all, he's a one-year guy at a Division II school. Second of all, he didn't play last year. And while he may also have the most talent, the highest ceiling, he more than any of the five needs to redshirt at least 1 year. And so it would surprise me if the Broncos took Trey Lance at 9.
Hi, Mike. Any other odds and ends? You have a good weekend? You all right? Everything good?
Great weekend. Yeah. I kind of thought of George Payton in the quarterbacks a little bit yesterday when my wife was shopping for furniture, and she liked a lot of things, and but didn't buy anything.
Did she make any offers? Any low balls?
No, we have an awkward designed living room is the issue.
Right.
And nothing quite fits.
Well, I tell you, you should call up AAA Home Improvements. You can see them at AAAHomeImprovements.com. They'll knock that wall down, Mike, and make all your dreams come true. I mean, they really will.
Knock a wall down.
Sure.
No.
Not with the way.
We're not doing that.
Did she look at a piece of furniture and mean, like, that would be perfect? Made an offer, and they just said, we just need a little bit more. And she said, nope, forget it. I'm not going to buy that Stafford or whatever it would be called.
No, it's if it wasn't for this, we're kind of thinking sectional, nice sectional. But that's where our awkwardly designed living room needs to have one piece cut out there and added on over there. That's kind of where we're at.
Let me guess. She was looking for the new recliner, but the store wanted the old recliner in a trade offer, and she didn't want to give up the old recliner, even though she was replacing it. Is that what was happening?
Well, about the recliner, I went into the store. She said she wanted me to go with you. I did not want to go. I got in, so I went with her.
Oh, what a jerk.
And as soon as we got there, she said, okay, get lost. I don't want you influencing me.
Yeah.
So I sat 1 hour in one recliner, and then I felt bad, and I went across the showroom and sat in another recliner for another hour.
Good move. Good move.
What a guy.
No, I respect that. Furniture shopping is dangerous on a marriage. It's very dangerous.
Hey, what's more awkward? Your living room or the relationship between Pat Shurmur and Drew Lock, considering he wanted Daniel Jones more than Drew Lock a couple years ago with the Giants? What's more awkward?
Well, that was last year's problem, right?
Oh, yeah. that doesn't exist anymore? Oh,
well,
okay.
Well, I mean, they got past that one, and at least, you know, they functioned to some degree. You can argue not as well as they should have.
Uh-huh.
Now the awkwardness is the Broncos went after, you know.
Yeah, now they're flirting
Stafford
with other girls, even though they're already in a relationship.
Good point.
Yeah, yeah, which is why I think they've gone too far down. The train has left the station, so to speak.
All right, I think we've had enough analogies for the day.
Well, no, but what Mike's saying is nobody's going to believe. Drew's not going to believe. Nobody's going to believe that the Broncos aren't interested in somebody besides Drew Lock.
Correct.
Right?
That's the point. And I think they will come, you know, and this is the problem. It's all kind of heading toward April 29th, the first day of the draft, and then if you don't take one, taking one of the veterans that just lost their job after day one of the draft, and it could be, guys, that it's both.
Yeah.
You know, I can see the scenario of Bridgewater and Justin Fields. I would think that's a possibility.
Mike, we appreciate it as always, and just getting a visual view, just laying on a recliner for an hour, and then another recliner for an hour.
You know, I will follow the Masters on the phone. You can do that now.
Sure.
You know, made a call or two.
Sure.
It actually went by pretty quick.
Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you later. Our guy, Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.